A new AARP survey shows prescription drug prices increasing far faster than inflation. The organization says the increases are more than many seniors can afford. Pharmaceutical companies question the survey findings. NPR's Joanne Silberner has more.
AARP compared the wholesale prices of nearly 200 drugs commonly used by older people. John Rother is the policy director of AARP. He says costs have risen significantly.
And the price increases are going up even faster now than they have been over the last 4 years. So despite all the public debate and despite every effort to keep prices affordable, they're going up now 3.5 times as fast as inflation. It's clearly unsustainable.
That's a 7.2% increase from March 2003 to March 2004, echoing a similar finding by the consumer group Families USA. The drug company's interest group maintains that government data show a much lower increase, 2.3% since November. Lori Riley is Deputy Vice President for Policy at Pharma.
What those numbers show is that price increases for prescription drugs are in line with overall medical inflation and actually below other types of medical inflation, such as hospital inflation.
But Rother sticks by AARP's data, and he says that increases in line with medical inflation don't make it any easier for seniors to afford their prescription drugs, especially since most seniors have insurance for doctors and hospitals. The AARP survey shows there have been several spikes. Again, John Rother.
After the House and the Senate passed the Medicare drug benefit last spring, there was a big jump. After the president signed it into a law, there was another big jump in the first quarter of this year. So it does seem like there's a pattern of taking advantage of expansions in the public programs and ramping up the costs just after the legislation's been debated and enacted into law.
Pharmacist Riley says they haven't seen those changes. She also says that the new Medicare drug discount cards with savings of 15% to 25% can help older people. But AARP's Rother says the increases his survey found eat into those discounts. Making drugs more affordable for older people will take something more.
It's clear that self-restraint is not working in the industry, and it's also clear that the drug discount card is not by itself a powerful enough tool to lower prices. So we're looking at other options, and we've decided to support legalized importation from other countries. And even that might not be enough. We may have to go on to be even more aggressive. We'll have to see what it takes to bring that industry to the table.
The drug companies don't see importation as a solution. Again, Pharma's Riley.
There are inherent safety risks with importation. That's our primary concern. But if AARP and others are looking at this as a way for consumers to save money, many people have been on the record, including the Congressional Budget Office, which examines these issues for Congress. They've looked at similar proposals and have said that the savings would be modest, if any, and that more than likely those savings would not get passed on to the end user.
John Rother of AARP is hoping something will happen in the current legislative session. But there will be timeouts for the political conventions, and then there are elections in November, giving the current Congress little time to come to any agreement on the cost of prescription drugs. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.